This episode is sponsored in part by our friends at Redis, the company behind the incredibly popular open source database that is not the Bind DNS server. If you're tired of managing open source Redis on your own, or you're using one of the vanilla cloud caching services, these folks have you covered with the go-to managed Redis service for global caching and primary database capabilities, Redis Enterprise. To learn more and deploy not only a cache, but a single operational data platform for one Redis experience, visit redis.com/hero. That's redis.com/hero. And my thanks to my friends at Redis for sponsoring my ridiculous nonsense.
Good morning, AWS. We're off to a fun week already. Let's see what happened last week in its amazing world. Amazon AppFlow now supports bidirectional transfer of data between SAP applications and AWS. It's good to know that you can now use this service to transfer data both the expensive way as well as the more expensive way. Amazon DocumentDB with MongoDB compatibility now offers a free trial. That's right, you can now try before you buy Amazon Basics MongoDB. Amazon S3 File Gateway adds schedule-based network bandwidth throttling. Don't smash the network bandwidth to bits while your employees are attempting to watch Netflix is just being neighborly. AWS announces the launch of prediction explanations for Amazon fraud detector models. That's right, bias laundering now has an indicator light when it enters the spin cycle. Announcing new AWS Partner Creative and Messaging Guide. AWS now wisely gates this behind the partner portal. They didn't always do that, and they found themselves being soundly mocked by half of the internet when it came to light that gems such as don't use the term multi-cloud and don't imply that the cloud is expensive were contained therein. I'm not a partner, so I don't know if those ridiculous statements are still included these days. New Amazon EC2 X2 IEZN instances powered by the fastest Intel Xeon scalable CPU for memory-intensive workloads. It's telling that a launch post about instances carrying a terabyte and a half of RAM each never mention pricing or cost, which is give AWS your wallet and they'll give you back whatever's left. New replication for Amazon Elastic File System, or EFS. This is going to be super handy. I remained hopeful all the way until the end of the announcement, where it noted that standard data transfer fees would apply. Oh well. Planning I/O in Amazon Aurora. This might be the most in-depth first-party write-up on how Aurora I/O is billed and calculated that I've seen. Where was this years ago? Use Docker containers to deploy graph notebooks on AWS. I spy, with my little eye, yet another way to run containers on AWS. How PyPacker leverages Amazon Chime to reinvent couch gaming. I am relieved to know that PyPacker is an AWS customer and not an AWS service name, because at this point, all bets are off. How to defend your games against DDoS attacks. Amazon effectively defended its game Crucible against DDoS attacks by wisely canceling the entire thing right before it launched. Securing media content using watermarking at the edge. Well, that's all well and good, Professor, but what if I want to watermark my content in the center instead so people can't crop the watermark out? What then? How to search through your AWS Systems Manager Session Manager console logs, part 2. The fact that it's complex enough to need a part 2 is how I know, even without reading it, that this experience is going to be a living nightmare. Use Amazon CloudWatch Math Expressions and Composite Alarms for detailed monitoring of AWS Elastic Load Balancers. The solution is borderline ridiculous, but I do appreciate it breaking CloudWatch into two separate words in the title.
This episode is sponsored in part by our friends at Chaos Search. You could run Elasticsearch or Elastic Cloud or OpenSearch, as they're calling it now, or a self-hosted Elk Stack. But why? Chaos Search gives you the same API you've come to know and tolerate, along with unlimited data retention and no data movement. Just throw your data into S3 and proceed from there as you would expect.
This is great for IT operations folks, for app performance monitoring, cybersecurity. If you're using Elasticsearch, consider not running Elasticsearch. They're also available now in the AWS Marketplace if you'd prefer not to go direct and have half of whatever you pay them count toward your EDP commitment. Discover what companies like Equifax, Armor Security, and Blackboard already have. To learn more, visit chaossearch.io and tell them I sent you just so you can see them facepalm yet again. Creating disaster recovery mechanisms using Amazon Route 53. This is a fascinating read, but I take issue with parts of it. Disasters are inherently emergent situations in which a lot of things are changing relatively quickly. If you're going to push failover and such into the data plane instead of the control plane, you've got to be able to predict what you're going to want to do in advance. That requires significant organizational and architectural maturity. To my mind, if a provider's DNS control plane is down during an outage, it's more or less game over. Introducing the AWS Cloud Map Multi-Cluster Service Controller for K8S for Kubernetes Multi-Cluster Service Discovery. And there is nothing, absolutely nothing I can say about this service launch that will roast AWS harder than this ridiculous, ridiculous service name already has. Solving medical mysteries in the AWS cloud. Medical data sharing innovation through the Undiagnosed Diseases Network. I really hope that solving medical mysteries in the AWS cloud becomes a recurring feature because the data transfer pricing is killing me. How to automate AWS account creation with SSO user assignment. Have you ever noticed that posts like this one never bother to touch upon how you'd go about deprovisioning those tens or hundreds of AWS accounts? It's non-trivial and it shorthands to the worst internship of your life. Competitive tennis player turned techie. Zaiba's AWS Tech U story. In tech, competitive tennis generally refers to smacking a Jira ticket over to another group, then returning it to them once they volley it back over the wall. Whoever gets stuck with it has to fix it. And finally, I watch all of the AWS official RSS feeds, but it took a tweet from an AWS employee to let me know that in another win for ClickOps, you can now generate pre-signed URLs for S3 objects in the console. I'm super excited about this. And that's what happened last week in AWS. I'm cloud economist Corey Quinn, and this is Screaming in the Cloud.
This has been a Humble Pod production.
Stay humble.